God is nothing. He calls himself fortunate, and he employed other people who also were fortunate, and then basically he went into the street to rouse the likes of people, went to bathrooms, or maybe sometimes having to do that perhaps in his front door, and he allowed them to speak for themselves, and he simply wrote down what they said. Now, if you read the review, you realize something strange, which is that none of the people he interviewed swear, none of them blaspheme, they all seem to speak in urban sentences. And you realize that, of course, there's some notorious mystery that's going on. There's the misguiding of the truth and the evidence to make it more palatable for his readers. But having said that, one of the things that made his very good at was allowing his speakers to speak without too much interruption, without too much shaping, without too much of an agenda of his own. Usually, there were the flashes of prejudice to do with, say, the language, or to do with people who wander around rather than willing to be settled in some stable job and risk. But usually the power of his writing overwhelms his prejudices. Usually the prejudices are just there out of the corner of your eye, and his imagination is far more interesting and far more impressive